Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Father God, and in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come this morning to say thank you. We bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Father God, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day and we thank you for it. This is the day that you have made. And Father God, we come rejoicing and declare that we are glad and shall be glad in it. Thank you for life, for health, and for strength, and one more day to walk with you. One more day to do what we didn't do that we should have done yesterday. One more day to get it right. One more day to forgive. One more day to love. One more day to give. One more day to receive. One more day to embrace. One more day to speak, and one more day to refrain from speaking. One more day to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And for this, we bless you, God. We magnify you, and we say thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and all the dear ministry partners and their families. Thank you, Father. Now, Father God, we commit this service into your hands, that you and you alone will be glorified and magnified, and you alone will be praised. And we will continue to give your name all the glory and all the honor. For we ask in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. I am your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is Lord. If this is your first time with us, we welcome you. Amen. Glad to have you with us. Amen. Enjoy the services on today, and we pray that you keep on coming back. Amen. Keep on, keep on. We are here 7 days a week. Giving God praise, giving God glory, and giving God honor. Amen. Be celebrating 12 years, the end of this year, if the Lord tarry, if the Lord tarry. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. This morning on our 5 a.m. social media platform, we can't say Facebook platform no more, because when the Lord woke me up this morning, he always wakes me up somewhere between 2 and 3 a.m., and he told me to take it to all the other social media platforms the same way I do on TV, and including the television. You know, we are on television 24/7. We are on internet TV, for those of you who don't know. Glory be to God. Just to give you an idea, we are part of the money and the ministry is going. Amen. Glory be to God. We do have expenses. Amen. We are touching the world. We are touching the world and God's new way of doing it. And when I woke up this morning, the Lord said, take it to all the social media platforms. I said, wow, I know that was God. I know that was God, beloved, because I'm going to tell you, y'all know that I'm an introvert. I wouldn't even be on social media if it wasn't for God. I don't have to be out front. I don't even desire to be out front. It's not even in me. Glory be to God. I am like shy, like, you know, leave me alone. Like, I'm good. See? But when the Lord say do it, I step out there in his name and I speak in the Lord's name and let the Lord be glorified. So I woke up this morning and the Lord said take it to social media, to all the social media platforms. So I took it to, I think, 5 platforms today. We have our TV stream. We have Facebook. We have YouTube. We have Twitter, LinkedIn. You know what else I'm going to do today? I'm going to see what other platforms I can take it to. I canceled. The Holy Spirit gave me permission. I canceled the appointments. I had an appointment this morning. I called them already and say, all right, we're going to switch. I'm going to reschedule. Because this morning, I'm going to find out whatever, every social media platform out there, I'm going to find it and hook into it. Why? Because the Lord told me to do it. And take the gospel message everywhere. Isn't that beautiful? I give God praise. So this morning on our 5 a.m. Platform, we talked about understanding the dream. Amen. And so we want to continue with that today, beloved. Amen. Maybe there's some dreams that it's okay to share if the Lord give you permission. If the Lord give you permission, if you desire, amen, to share a portion of your heart. We don't need to know your whole heart, but a portion of it. I want to read Job 33. Father God, we say thank you. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that the reason the Lord told me now to expand our ministry to different platforms, because see, you have different mindsets of people. Facebook has a certain people, they have a certain mindset, but when you get over here to Twitter, they're a different mindset of people. And you get to this platform, they're a different mindset of people. And the Lord wants his word now to be reached to all mindsets. Amen. Beloved, it takes a lot of confidence in God, because in ourselves, we never feel worthy. In ourselves, we say, who am I? Why would somebody even want to listen to me? But the truth of the matter is they're not listening to you. They're listening to God through you. Job chapter number 33, verse number 14 says this. For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds. He whispers in their ears and terrifies them with warnings. He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. He protects them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. Amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. As if you desire to share with us today, we're going to give you that opportunity. I was meditating on the men and the women of the Bible. And I found out in my research, and I didn't really quite finish it. I started this early this morning with my communion with the Lord. But I saw in the Bible where God spoke to so many of his people through dreams. Now, we know dreams is not the only way the Lord speaks. The primary way the Lord speaks is through his word. That's the number one way. His word will never change. God will speak to his people through circumstances. A lot of us are in the situations or coming out of situations or whatever. Some of that, amen, is the Lord. All of that is God speaking, because all things work together for good. Romans 8:28, if we love the Lord and if we are called according to his purpose. So God speaks, number one, through his word. Number two, through circumstances. Number three, got to speak through people. Okay, not just a fivefold ministry. Got to speak through your child. Got to speak through a stranger. See, whichever way the Lord can get to you, he gonna get to you. And another way that the Lord speaks is through dreams and through visions. And I started some research, and I'm going to look a little bit deeper into this today in my Bible study time. But we see here where God spoke to Abraham. God spoke to Isaac. God spoke to Jacob. God spoke to Joseph. Oh, God spoke to Peter. God spoke to Samson. God spoke to Solomon. God spoke to Joseph, Mary's husband, Mary the mother of Jesus, Zechariah, Isaiah. Wow. God spoke to all of these men and women through dreams. Isn't that something? And they remembered the dreams. How many dreams have the Lord given us, beloved, that we don't even remember? It was good. It was, look, I'm guilty myself. The dream be so good, you think you would never forget it. You come back a couple weeks later, glory be to God. And maybe one or two you remember in a lifetime, but the majority of them you didn't remember. That's why it's good to keep a journal, keep a book, and jot some things down, beloved. Because every dream that the Lord gives us is for a reason. Some is to bring warning. The Lord has given me many warning dreams, many, and I thank God for it. The Lord will give us dreams to prepare us, amen, so when opportunities come, see, because God will give you a glimpse of your future. God is the person who put the dream inside of you. Every person has a dream, by the way, not just no special person. But now understanding the dream could be something else. This is why we find they call for Joseph, they call for Daniel and others to interpret the dreams, because they had dreams that, hey, what does this mean? Some people have the gift. Now, I will admit, I do have a gift of interpretation when the Lord reveals it to me. But beloved, but before you can start and trying to interpret somebody else's dream, you need to like try to learn to interpret your own. And so sometimes we don't know what the symbols mean. Like when I would see myself going into a house and the house was junky, that was not necessarily a physical house. That was a spiritual house. See, and my houses were always big houses, big houses. See. But then I would see like a little leak in the corner. The roof was leaking over there. What's that? Some minor repairs. And let me tell you something about a leaking roof. If you don't get to it soon enough, it ain't going to be minor too long. See? And so the Lord will speak to us through dreams, you know. And God says as we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. And you want to know why God's going to do that, beloved? Because God is the person who put it in your heart in the first place. It's in my heart to do this. How do you think it got there? See? But for us to fulfill the dream, amen, we have to do it the Lord's way. We're not going to fulfill the dream our way. We're going to fulfill the dream the Lord's way. That's why so many people go to their grave with dreams unfulfilled. Dreams haven't been tapped. They just died with the dreams in them. It's a sad situation. It's a sad commentary because that was not the will of God. God's will was for us to fulfill the dream, to live the vision, to live the abundant life, whatever your dream is, whatever your dream is. See, whatever's in your heart to do. It might seem small to you, but it's not small to God if he put it there. See? And so I already have a glimpse of the future for me and for this ministry. God showed me when I first got saved, we're going about 40 years ago. God showed me. I couldn't put it all together. See? But I already, if I didn't know all the hell and high water that had to come in between from here to there. but I already have a glimpse, see? And then after my encounter with the Lord last week, it just gave me just more confidence now. It just, like, made me, like, even more resolved. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's on. It's on. It's on. See, let's do this. Amen. So we want to thank God for the dreams. And another thing, beloved, when the Lord gives dreams, see, the Lord has to keep us humble. Now, because before we open the lines, all right, so let's look at Joseph. Joseph had the dream. He was going to be great. His brothers was going to kneel to him, the whole bit. You know, but he was a little cocky young boy. The Lord wasn't going to have him in that position being cocky. See, sometimes we love it in the interim while the Lord is working out, amen, the dream in us. You know what he's developing? Humility. Submission, love. If you don't have love, you don't have nothing. Obedience, faith. All, God is working on us. And while God is working on us, number one, he's also preparing the blessing, amen, that the Lord wants to give you. That grand plan, that great plan. Hallelujah. That expected end. He's working on people. He's working on situations. God is working all across the board, all at the same time. So your waiting is not in vain. It's just a matter of what we are doing while we're waiting. What we're doing while we're waiting. So in my personal life, since I'm talking, I'll just go first. The Lord has really done so much work in me and still moving in me. Because I remember at one time, because I already know that Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry is going to be a household name. Because I already know that everybody is going to know who Apostle Alfreda Bradford is, the same way everybody knows who T.D. Jakes is, who Joyce Myers is. I already know that. But what the Lord had to do, and I guess he's still doing, see, because without love, you're not going to get there. At one time, if somebody would do something to offend me in my mind, I would say, mm-hmm, well, you'll see. Yeah, you'll regret it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see. But God got to get rid of all that. God had to get rid of all that. No, this is not about revenge. This is not about showing off. Pastor Bradford is not even about you. It's about me in you. It's about me to the world. It's about me. See, so what is God doing? God is perfecting me in my love walk. So I'll be ready when it happens. Amen. But that's part of our dream. I'm a dreamer. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to thank God, amen, for the dreams, not only showing the future, but protecting me and my children, amen, from danger, protecting us from danger. And I want to thank God for it. Amen. He showed me when Erica went to Paris. I said, Erica, baby, I'm not trying to kill your dream, but this is not the time for you to go. Because God had already showed me in a dream that Erica was going to die. Erica went anyhow. Y'all know the story, those of you who've been here. Glory, God showed me, glory be, that I went down in the spirit. I had to go down, amen. And it was me and Erica and some man in the corner with these red eyeballs. I guess it was the devil. And the room was dark. And I told him he couldn't have her. Well, sure enough, Erica wasn't in Paris 15 minutes. That was the time when, remember, they had that slaughter in Paris and all those people got killed in Paris. Well, guess what? Erica's hotel was 10 minutes away. The hotel was 10 minutes away. She had the next day, I was scraping around trying to get Erica some money. She couldn't even get out of Paris. She had to live at the airport, and their airport is not like our airport.
to get that girl back home. Matter of fact, somebody from California, some girl in California, she was there by herself too, but she died. You're not going to tell me, amen, that Erica, amen, was supposed to die, but God's grace and God's mercy. And now when Erica's about to go on a trip, she just, you know, hey, mom, about to do, I know what she's doing. She running it past me to see if I'm picking up anything in the spirit. See, because I know God speaks to me through dreams. God has spoken to me about some of you in dreams, those of you who are partners with this ministry. I don't tell you everything. I just pray. And if the Lord say call you and say something to you, then I'll call and say something. Okay? But I know how to pray. That's why a lot of times when you talk to me, I already got an idea what's going on in your life because God already showed me. Not so I can show off, but that's what we are intercessors. We are watchmen on the wall. See, so God shows us, amen, so we can pray, amen. So thank God for the dreams. So thank God for the men and women with their dreams. Thank God for our dreams. Thank God that he moves through dreams, amen. And thank God for interpretation of dreams. But as we said this morning, now every dream is not of God. God speaks through dreams, but every dream is not of God. So before we open the line, let's give me two scriptures to write down so you can look at them today. Zechariah 10 and 2 and Jeremiah 23, 32. Glory be to God. And this is what it reads. Jeremiah 23, 32 says, indeed, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, declares the Lord. They tell them and lead my people astray with their reckless lies. Yet I did not send or appoint them. They do not benefit these people in the least, declares the Lord. So, beloved, we see some people were sent, some people just went. Some people just won't be great. Glory be to God. They on their own too. They on their own. Because everybody the Lord made great, they didn't want to be there. Everybody the Lord sent didn't want to go. When people all anxious to go, that is a red flag. That is a red flag. Glory be to God. Now when you say you're ready after the Lord get finished pruning you, then that's something different. Amen. We see that some prophesy, some prophesy. So every dream is not of God. And if a dream brings fear, when you wake up and you got a lot of fear, that wasn't of God. Unless it was a warning. My sister, that's how she got saved, because she had a dream of hellfire. And she said she'll never forget that. The Lord scared the hell out of her. She gave her life to Christ and been walking with Christ ever since. So there are situations like that. But normally, amen, when you have, even if it's a warning dream, God will still give you peace in it. That's how you know it's of God. See? And God doesn't give you a dream so you can sit around and say, yeah, well, the Lord showed me. The Lord told me. Yeah, the Lord showed you and told you for a reason. The Lord showed you so you can pray. Not so you can sit back and talk about God showed me it was going to happen. No, so he wanted to intercept it from happening through your prayer life and through a life of obedience. Amen and amen. All right, if you're on Blog Radio and if you have a dream you want to share, a portion of a dream, amen, and then we're going to come over to the other platform in a minute. I'm going to start with Blog Radio. A glimpse of something encouraging. Amen, to the body of Christ. I already know that this ministry is an international ministry. I'm not going to be, we are not going to be on radio and TV forever. We're going to have to get on an airplane and go. Now, I know all of you can't go with me, but God is doing the pruning right now. Some of you will. And there's going to be a whole bunch of new people coming in this ministry. You see why we got to be in love? Because we can't be jealous. Pastor Bradford not throwing nobody to the side when the new people come. Amen. God knows what he's doing. You know, there's going to be a certain number, certain group of people. Amen. We're going to have to get on an airplane and go. Africa, wherever God is sending us, we got to go. I already told the Lord yes. I don't know how many of you even want to go. Maybe the Lord is telling you to go and you don't want to go. See? But that's all part of the vision. Amen? So we bless the Lord. All right. So is there anybody on Blog Talk Radio that like to share a portion of the dream? Be it in ministry, be it in your business, be it in your home, with your family, with whatever. Okay? I don't see any hands up. All right, so let me go over here to the conference line platform, and I'm going to open up the lines. And we don't, you know, if we can just get one, maybe two. All right, the lines are open. Amen. And if there's anybody on this platform, hold on 1 second. Let me open up the line of this line. I got to open up three different places so we can hear you. All right. If there's anybody on the that called in on the prayer line, amen. And if you would like to share with our listening audience today a portion of a dream that brings you the light, amen, and that you're looking forward to, amen, hallelujah. Dreams give you a reason for getting up in the morning. Amen. They give you energy. They give you life. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Everything, this whole world was somebody's dream. This computer was somebody's dream. The house you live in was somebody's dream. It was somebody's dream. Anybody want to share?
Right. God bless you, Apostle. God bless, God bless, God bless. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Very good talking about interpreted dreams. Give you a portion of my dreams. The Lord has shown me in the dream that when I had fell, that I had to put you that way because you was doing too much. And I didn't see it when I was going through, but I really learned, and he told me that my name was going to be known all over the world. And he showed me in a dream he will enlarge my territory to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I was one of the firstborn, and I'm the oldest out of my family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm the first one to get saved, the first one to do this, and the first one. But I thank God because he be showing me different things in dreams. And, prepare. He said, I'm preparing you. I'm preparing you for what's next to come. So don't get tired. Hallelujah. Continue to wait. Continue to put the work in and continue to do what you are doing because your day will come. And I think he gave me two, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. That's what I have to say at this time, Apostle. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you too.
And he said,
amen.
You will walk again.
Amen.
You will walk again. He said, you will walk again. He said, I had allowed you to go that way. I didn't understand why, you know, the falling on an ordination day. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. But he said, I was building up your character. I was building up your integrity. I was building up your gift, you know, because you could be anointed, but he still prepared you for things that dormant in my stomach that need to come out. So I just thank God for that, and I believe it. You know, I'm really learning, too, with your interpretation of dreams. If I don't believe it, it won't happen. But, you know, you have to believe that it is going to happen and just keep on doing what you need to do. And it's all about a time, too, the Lord said. It's timing. Just because he might put one out and doing them in their dream, that's not might not be the way he wants me to go. So I had to wait on timing, knowing that he going to do it, keep on being faithful, and knowing that I'm already out. I'm already going to get the dream. He said, my name will be known all over the world, that he will enlarge my territory and continue to prepare it in his word. And that's what he gave me. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. And I see that in you. Amen. When you speak,
hallelujah.
Amen. I hear the wisdom. I hear you speak your in-depth knowledge and how the Holy Spirit gives you that. Amen. And I see that. Amen. I saw that in you from the beginning. Now, you're a woman of wisdom. Just the things that you say, it's just, you're so spiritual. Amen. The people are really listening. Amen. And so I see that. I see that. Amen. So we want to bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And you know what, beloved? And I had to repent because I already know God has taken me, around to the world. But, you know, the Lord gave me all this time to be studying and preparing.
Yes,
and I haven't been studying and preparing to the degree I need to be. That's why the Lord, you know what I mean? The Lord said, look, I'm taking care of you, all right? No sweat, all right? Glory be to God. I mean, if you want to go out there and make a couple dollars, you can make a couple dollars, whatever, whatever. God is saying, look, I got you. Take this opportunity. See, when opportunity meets with preparation, that's when you see a miracle. See, and I will have to confess. And the majority of our audience here, I would say most of us do have the time. Most of us not out there struggling, punching no clock and this and that. The majority of us, how do you think God put us in this situation? See, because now we have more time. We can treat the Bible like a full-time job. Get in that word. Ooh. Study that word. Come on, comparing scripture with scripture. Glory be to God, whatever. Take an online Bible course. Whatever the Holy Spirit is telling you to do, God is preparing us, see, for what's about to be done. That's what you do while you're waiting on God. You don't just sit around, look at your watch. See, what would you have me to do? It's like if you're at the bus stop, you know the bus is coming. See, so if we truly believe that God is going to do this thing, then what are you doing while you're waiting? And as the evangelist said, if we don't believe, and that's a lot of times why we don't get it. We don't get it. Because look here. Where's that scripture at? I just read it. Okay. God told in the book of Job, okay, let's look at that scripture again. Job 33. Let's look at that one more time. Job 33. All right. And verse number 13. All right. Look at verse number 18. To preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword. And one other version says, amen, death, premature death. Beloved, if you don't believe, you just die without the dream being fulfilled. Dude, that don't mean you're going to hell. I mean, you still go to heaven, but you go to heaven. I mean, God didn't mean for you to go out like that. He wanted you to make your contribution. He wanted you to do what he created you to do. He wanted you to do. There's a reason that you was born. The year you was born, the month you was born, the day you was born, the time you was. We didn't just burst into Earth's atmosphere because God had nothing else to do. There's a purpose for you being on Earth. God did not want to receive you in heaven without your work being done, without you living the fulfilled life, without you living the abundant life, without you serving your purpose. It's good to help other people with their dreams and their visions. It's good because we'll find out, especially when you're in a ministry or church, your vision should incorporate with the corporate vision. the corporate vision of the ministry of the church, your vision and your dream incorporates with that. God is not about the vision. God is about harmony. So you don't have to separate yourself from people. You need to be around the right people. You just have to figure out who the right people are. God has shown you. Joseph thought his brothers was the right people. Well, wrong. They're wrong. They jealous and evil, wrong. See, but it didn't stop his destiny, did it? Matter of fact, it helped him to get there. It catapulted him to, towards his destiny. So it's trial and error, beloved. Amen. And God will teach us the way. The question is, do we want it? So, to some of you, like, really, you know, you're a little hesitant about sharing. That's okay. That's okay. Glory be to God. But let's go back and grab hold of what's in you. What is the dream? What is your heart's desire? Some of us have to get in touch with that. I don't. We just living to be living. That ain't even life. Jesus said he came that we may have an abundant life. Oh, I'm just up there. I'm just here. I'm just here. I'm just existing. Come on. Come on. I like the word you use, flavor, evangelist. Ernestine. Come on. There ain't no flavor. Come on now. What's in you? I don't know. I don't know, Pastor. What's in you? Get in touch with yourself. Dig. What's in you? You know, I like working with children. All right. You're going somewhere. See, it's not according to the man's standard and what man deems, you know, is glorious or not. No, as long as you're doing and being who the Lord has called you to become and do, you're going somewhere. You're on the right track. And whatever that is, it might be small to you or small to somebody else. If it came from God, it's not small. God don't do nothing small. He don't do nothing small. So I want to encourage the listening audience today. Let this be a day. Today is Wednesday. It's our fast day. We fast at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. Spend some time. And Lord, show me. What's the dream? What's the goal? What's the mission? Why did you put me here on planet Earth? See? And so, beloved, you have to know that you are an original. Look, you are not an echo. You are not a shadow. You are an original. There's something special in you. Gifts and callings are without repentance. Your gifts will make room for you. God has put something in you. What is it? It's just not for the fivefold ministry. Matter of fact, it's for every person on planet Earth. But you got to, amen, when you zone in, glory be to God, once you're born again, because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, as we ask God, he said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. Just speak the Lord. God, what is it? See, let me tell you where your place of prosperity is. Your place of prosperity is wherever God plants you, wherever God wants you to be. A lot of times we over here because somebody else over here. But that ain't where God planted us. We doing what somebody else doing. We trying to ride on somebody else's gift. Okay, what about your gift? Because everybody has at least one. Some of you got many of them. See, and even if you got, somebody said Brother Paul had all the gifts. But regardless, if you got two or three gifts, guess what? They all work in sync. So we just want to encourage you, beloved. Amen. It's time for us to understand the dream. There's a ultimate dream for our lives, and then there's the dreams that we have every night when we go to bed. All that's linking together. God is just not throwing random dreams out there. God is helping us to prepare for opportunities. He's helping us. He's giving us warnings to avoid the booby trap. Okay? Pay attention to what God is telling you. And if you don't understand, just ask it. God, help me to interpret my dreams. The same way you can pray to God, and like for those of us who pray in the spirit, speak in the spirit, amen. Sometimes I pray in the spirit, and I say, Lord, help me to interpret what I just prayed. The Holy Spirit is all wise. And look, you just got to have enough faith to go there. You got to have enough faith to go there. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for sharing, Evangelist Ernestine. We thank God. Okay, we have one hand up on Blog Radio. We'll get this. Give me 1 second. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Giving God all the glory, honor, and praise this morning. Good morning to you, Apostle Bradford, and God bless you, and to all the ministry partners that are on the line. This is Sister Kathy calling out of Williamsport. I just wanted to share that every morning when I wake up, there's a gospel song on my mind. On my mind. The song this morning was I Never Lost My Praise by Tremaine Hawkins. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm having peaceful night sleeps, but when I wake up in the morning, there's a gospel song on my heart, and I thank God for it. To God be the glory. I just wanted to share that with you this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. To God be glory. Amen. And to God be honor. Amen. 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 There's so much more I would share, but the Holy Spirit is not releasing me. Amen. Beloved, at this time. But let me say one other thing about dreams. It helps me to keep going. It helps me to keep going. You know, it's why I haven't given up. It's one that it helps me not to give up. Helps me not to throw in the towel. All I is just get this a little quick remembrance. It's a 2 second flash of where what the Lord is doing and where the Lord is taking me. The dream gives you that inner strength. See, Martin Luther King gave him the dream. Amen. Jesus had a dream. Jesus knew where he was going. He knew. He just kept looking. He kept focused on where he was going. That's how he got. He didn't look at what was in the past. See. So because of the dream, I don't know how God is going to, you know, bring it all together. He's already bringing it together, but I don't know when it's going to explode. I don't know when he's going to take the top off the lid. I don't know. You know, there's going to be like one night I go to bed like a normal night, and the next day it's going to be like, you know, how did y'all get here? See, glory be to God. Because, beloved, amen, success is a journey. Amen, glory be. It don't happen overnight. Amen, glory be. We're living by us being obedient to God, by us praying in this ministry 5 days a week. See, look how we continue to go, even when there's trouble on the line, even when they're charging us a penny a minute. Look how we just keep going. Glory be to God. But we don't feel good. Glory be to God. You know, God, all that counts for something. All that counts for us. All the preparation. We are in training for reigning. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. All right. So that's it today. Amen. We had an opportunity. Hopefully somebody was encouraged to understand the dreams. Glory be to God. I put the offer out today, amen, and I asked anyone if they had a dream that they were sort of stuck on. I give God the glory. I can't interpret dreams, but the Holy Spirit in me interprets dreams, amen. For that, he wants me to know. So, you know, you can reach out to me. We'll see what the Lord has to say, amen. And so we bless the Lord. So not to be bombarded, I just ask them to send me an email or go to the website. And so that way I can have time to pray on it first and then communicate with the individual and see if I can be a blessing, because I know that that is one of my gifts. And we bless the Lord. All right. Today we'll be praying at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. Glory be to God on the power line. And then, Lord's willing, tonight we're coming back at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And to God be praise. All right. Father God, we thank you for the dreams. You have given us some sweet dreams. God, we didn't even want to wake up. You have given us some dreams. We just want to keep sleeping. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for giving us a glimpse of our future. You're so good because you are the Alpha and the Omega. So you already know. You already there. You already in our future. Waiting to shake our hands. And we thank you for the warning dreams also. Because of the warning dreams, we knew who to disconnect from. We knew when to go, when not to go. You helped us to navigate through some things, even though we did not fully understand. But we thank you for that which we did understand. So we're praying for a deeper understanding in our dreams. Because sometimes our dreams don't always mean what we think they mean at first. You work through symbols and signs. So, Father God, we're just asking for a deeper interpretation of our own dreams, and then maybe we can be a blessing with somebody else to help them to interpret their dreams to see what the Lord is saying to us. For we know it's all good, and we say thank you. Father God, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Every spirit of retaliation we bind, oh, in Jesus' name, we will live and not die, and we will declare the works of the Lord, and we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify your holy and your righteous name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Thank you, Sister Kathy. Amen, Minister Kathy and Evangelist Ernestine and for sharing and everybody else on the line today. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful, glorious, victorious day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor.
Come on, the Lord is breathing right now. He's breathing right now. Come on.
You are my destiny. You are the air I breathe. You are the reason why I sing.
My destiny,
oh,
my destiny,
oh. thee tonight. My destiny.